Mickey Cart.
You know, it happens more than you would think.
Yeah, I guess so. I would not think more than one. Maybe one if they were lost. Do you have directions, sir? I'm also a vegan. You slammed down a bunch of ribs. That is awesome. Do you have, like, sauces down there?
I do. The one sauce that I make myself is my Carolina Reaper hot sauce.
Hot sauce?
Yeah.
How hot is it?
Well, Reapers are the hottest pepper in the world.
Oh, so pretty warm then.
Yeah.
Okay. One thing I do remember every time you come in is your pasta salad. That is freaking ridiculous.
Thank you.
So you're coming back later?
Yeah, come back later and dropping some of that off.
I mean, I wasn't like making you or anything, but if you don't, I'll find you. So, I mean, subtle threat. That's what I'm going for. Let's see here. I was looking at your menu, which thank God is easy to find. Sometimes it's hard to track these down, but you've got it all listed here. You got sliders? I love sliders.
Yep, we do sliders. We do sandwiches.
You got pulled pork and all that. That's what this is, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God. All right, what do you want people to know about Dark Side of the Q, where you smoke meat?
It's a labor of love.
Hey, I got you. I'm on the same page.
It's labor of love. I love, you know, something I've done since I was a kid.
Like feeding people, like barbecue?
Feeding people, making people happy.
Where were you before you moved to your new spot?
I was at Lane Forest Products.
Okay, so if you're familiar with that location, you guys, it's the same awesome truck, but a new location, which has been 3-4 weeks, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, and that is, one more time, where?
At corner of Echo Hollow and Barter, right behind the big fireworks tent.
Brian, people want to know. Everyone's asking. The phones are wrapped. Don't film the phones. No, look, it's crazy. It's insane. Stop calling, people.
Catering.
What, you have catering?
Yeah, we do.
Kind of like what you've done here.
Basically, last Saturday I did a wedding for 120 people.
Wow.
And a birthday party for 55 people.
Out of a food truck.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Well, the wedding was delivery.
Okay.
Right?
Is that fun for you? You like that?
And I made it and dropped it off and they served it. The birthday party, I actually took my truck.
Oh, yeah?
To their house.
Oh, cool.
And served the guests out of the truck.
That's the way to go. Awesome. So he caters too. Why don't you guys go check it out? Dark Side of the Q. Part of the food truck frenzy here on KNRQ. Like I said, we wrap it all up tomorrow at the Ninkasi Brewing tasting room, right, in the WIT. And it is always a lot of fun because some of the food trucks are out there as well. Not so much all serving food, but sometimes, like last year, that waffle place was making stuff. And
yeah,
they're really cool. Yeah, this is always such a big party. It's always a lot of fun. So good luck with
Thank
the
you.
Voting. I feel good about it. If anyone has ever tasted your food, they would be crazy pants not to vote for you. No offense to all the other food trucks out there. I love you too. I really stepped over the line there. I'm not trying to play favorites, but I love you. So thanks for coming in. It was really nice to talk to you.
Thanks
and see
for
you
having
again.
Me this morning.
And we'll post our awesome pictures of your food and our silly faces on the website, and also this little picture we are filming at this point. Thank you, Matt, for helping us out with that. Coming back, I'll have Cold War Kids, Beastie Boys, Dirty Heads, and News and Sports on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
On the Westwood One.